that what you're looking for?
Yeah, or some other
creek.
How about a wet weather creek? A creek that only flows when it rains.
Arroyo?
Okay.
Out here.
Yeah, out here it would be.
Yeah.
Or
a dry bed creek.
You'd call it a dry bed creek? In the mountains.
Yeah, yes.
A clearing in a forest with grass and flowers. A
meadow, maybe.
Okay. A place where kids can play where there's trees and grass.
A park.
Okay. And a place, a low-lying area of the land is a...
Low-lying. Might be a bog.
Well, or
it would be a marsh.
How about Tucson? Tucson lies in this kind of...
Oh, a valley?
Call it a valley, okay. How about a basin? Would you call it a basin?
Yeah. That's a geologic term.
Yeah, okay. Alligators live in a...
Swamp.
And a flat-topped hill in the desert.
Mesa.
Okay. Now, on the if a sharp drop-off is called a...
A cliff or a bluff.
And the plural of cliff is...
Cliffs. Cliffs.
Can you explain how the crops get watered in El Paso?
Irrigation.
The system. Can you explain the system for our listeners?
You mean if you were a farmer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got the acequias, the drainage ditches, and so you get so much water, and they tell you when, and you pull up your sluice gate, and the water flows in and stands on your farm and until you shut it off, and it soaks in and evaporates, and just plain old river irrigation.
Where do they collect the water for irrigation?
Canals. In the canals. You mean collect it from the river?
Yeah. Do they collect it, well, before it goes to the river, actually, where is it collected, I would say?
Elephant Butte.
Which is, what is Elephant Butte?
A dam.
Okay. And what's a ditch along an upgraded road called?
A ditch, a ditch is a ditch.
Okay.
You mean you're talking about how you drain the road off?
Yeah.
It's a ditch.
Okay.
You drain your ditch.
And soil that's not good for planting is.
Maybe it's sandy, rocky, well, it's sandy, rocky soil. It's not. It doesn't have humus in it. I don't know. I guess there's a name for it you're looking for.
Well, what about the stuff that there's not necessarily a generic name for it, but around here, that stuff that we cannot get through with our shovels is.
You're talking caliches.
Yeah.
And so you were looking for clay.
Clay works, yeah, because caliche is a type of clay. Okay, and good soil is what?
Loam.
Okay, how about in front of houses in a neighborhood, there's a strip of cement that's called
sidewalk.
Okay, and there's a type of street where there's houses on either side and a row of trees down the middle, and cars can go on one side or the other side of the trees.
That would be a boulevard or an avenue.
Okay. And do you have words for paved roads because of the fact that they're paved?
No, just paved.
Okay.
Paved is the only term I know to distinguish between a dirt road and one that's either got asphalt or concrete.
Okay. And our roadway through our mountain is called?
Trans Mountain Pass.
Okay. And the Badlands. What are the Badlands?
They're up in the Dakotas.
Okay. So we don't have Badlands around here.
I don't know what the term means. I always thought that referred to where you were in danger of being shot but killed by Indians, but it may be where either the weather's bad or the ground's bad for growing. And if that's the case, we're living in the middle of Badlands.
Okay.